How do you humans look so innocent when you're asleep? All it is another way that you lured me closer to you. But you, dear human, how did you get yourself into so much trouble? Oh, finally you're waking up. It's been a few hours. You banged your head pretty bad, I guess. Well, by the look of the wreckage, I'm shocked you even made it out. It must have took a lot of energy to drag yourself away from that car. You're lucky I was on my nightly run. Who knows what freak would have found you? And God forbid what they would do to you. Trust me when I say that you're in safe hands now. Well, safe paws. Yeah. I'm not really one of the funniest of wolves, but I try my best. I have a bit of a dry humor. Not everyone gets it. Yeah, regardless, you are badly injured and you should probably stay here for a while. And it's not all like I'm insisting, it's more so mandatory. Your leg's gonna require a lot of time to heal, and transporting you to a hospital just doesn't seem like a feasible idea. I mean, why would I want someone else to touch you? It's because of a human that you got injured like this to begin with. I'm not taking any more chances. I mean, just last week you almost slipped on some ice. Like, you kinda attract danger. So, in short, I'm gonna protect you from yourself. And the best way to do that is to keep you in my den for, I don't really know how long. Until you recover, until we're married, whichever comes first. Oh, who am I kidding? Even then, I'd want you to stay. Oh, I didn't even introduce myself, my bad. Hi, my name is... maybe I'll tell you later. Just in case things go a little south between us. Which I doubt. But you never know. You might be wondering how I knew that you slipped on some ice a while ago, right? Surely that has you confused, as we've never met before. I've been seeing you outside every now and again, and I took a little special interest with you. And by little, I mean huge. You seem like a little bit of a klutz, always injuring yourself or getting into some type of trouble. And, well, I've frankly gotten very tired of seeing that, so I decided to take matters in my own hands. Now, I'm not some type of stalker, because that would be freaky. However, I have been keeping my eye on you, and I have decided, especially with what happened tonight, that you are far safer near me than by yourself. So it's gonna have to stay that way until I deem otherwise. And honestly, I don't know when that's gonna happen. We'll just have to see. Let's play it by ear. Get it? Because my ears are so massive? Because I'm a werewolf? Yeah, it. I don't know why I try. Hey, why are you freaking out? It's not like I'm gonna eat you or something. You look like you've seen a ghost. Oh, could it be that you're afraid that you forgot something in your car? Well, rest assured, I brought everything that you own from your car into my den. So you don't have to go back. You get to stay right here and recover for as long as you have to. You're awful insistent about that hospital. I can assure you, you get a better quality of medical service here than at some fancy hospital. And plus, there's no bill. Nothing in this world beats my home remedies. Oh, by the way, speaking of beat, I was able to track down the person that hit and ran you, and let's just say they won't be doing that to anyone anymore. Especially not you, my cutie patootie human. No one will ever harm you again. By the way, I made a delicious meaty stew, and I insist that you try some. Very fresh ingredients. After all, I just came back from a hunt. Try some. You're not hungry? Aw, but surely you are. You've been passed out for a few hours now. You insist? Well, I'm not one to push a person, so... Fine. Maybe later. I'll just warm it back up. Instead, I'll just go back to keeping you warm. The fire's still going strong, but there's nothing better than some warm fur on your body. Oh, is something the matter? I thought you'd jump a little bit. Are you still hurting? Well, of course you're still hurting, but is there an area that I missed? I took care of everything that was noticeable. Tell me where you hurt. Tell me how it feels. Surely I have a solution for it. No. Get the idea that you're leaving this den out of your system. Get it out of your brain. It's not going to happen. And that's simply because I don't want you to. I want you to stay here, where I can see you, where I can control you, and make sure that you don't get injured ever again. It's hard to keep the world away from you. It's easy to keep you away from it. And that is my solution. At least until you get better. Maybe. We'll see. Probably not. Besides, why would you want to leave? You have everything here. You have a warm bed, wonderful surroundings, a caring wolf to look over you at all times. I mean, why would you want to go anywhere? Life would be so much better for you here than back in the human world. And I know it'll take a while for you to really, truly believe this, but I'm assuring you, you will believe me. Things like changing your mindset take time. I understand that. And you may be a little hesitant. I understand that. I am a complete stranger. But over the course of these next few weeks, we will get to know each other very, very deeply. Howdy everyone, Method here, and thank you very much for listening to this audio. I'm sorry for it being so short. Honestly, I've been trying to record this for the past 2 hours now, and with the constant bombardment of cars passing by on the street right in front of me, plus my neighbors making their noise, and I don't really have anywhere else to go, I got really tired of having to constantly stop and then continue, and then stopping and then continuing. So anyway, I really do apologize for that. Maybe I'll extend this audio if people do like it. But yeah, that's the reason why it's so short. And that's the reason why any audio that you see that is short is like that. It's just, I can't take it. Okay, so inspiration for this audio. There's not really much. I just kind of daydream when I wake up and then I think of something crazy. And I'm like, oh, that'd be fun to act out. So yeah, I pretended that I was like a little werewolf and, you know, I found someone and I have genuinely good intentions to help them, but it comes off as, you know, yandere, because you are a yandere, but you don't know you're a yandere. So I end up being very threatening when I'm not actually trying to be. But, you know, saying those words like, you know, you will and you'll want to is like imposing my will on you. And that could be really horrible, but hey, that's what a yandere does. They impose their wants and desires onto that person. If they don't reciprocate, that's a really, really bad thing to do. And plus her being a werewolf, yeah, that's the recipe for disaster. So later on, I'm going to make a not safe work version of this, and I cannot wait to get started on that. That's going to be interesting. Oh my god, these cars coming around are getting really fucking ridiculous. I cannot wait for the day I can move again. So, for the patrons, thank you very much to Sharingan, Tay, Thelvin, Nick, Brandon McDaniel, Leo, John Pork, Ethan Stout, Shadow of War, Glorix, Louis RC, Tucker Tidwell, Castedon 10, Bepis Lesnulf, Monkeyman 543, Jace Hedicky, I hope I said that right, Crowlink, The Absolute Unit, Francisco, Fionn MacRibs, Red Fuller, Dylan Schiffhauer, sorry, Starfighter Nick, Will, M1K0110, The Duffman, Calvin Lex, Jalabanda, oh no, what is this? I'm so sorry, Jalabandro, the self-indulgent. That's really difficult to say. I'm so sorry. But thank you all very much for becoming members on Patreon. I appreciate the support a lot. And with your support, I will hopefully be able to move out of this godforsaken apartment and be able to record like a decent human being. I hate that a 10-minute audio turns into 3 hours of trying to record. It gets annoying, it gets tiring, and I just... I love recording audios, but that really grinds my gears. So, yeah, that's a little bit of what I have to deal with. Anyway, thank you all very much for your support, as always. I appreciate all your years of enjoying my content, really. And I'll talk to you again next time, okay? Bye-bye!